This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's up, Clitorati? We have a very juicy episode today. We're going to be talking big flirt energy. We have a special guest for you. But before that, we jump into all the juiciness. I have a question for you. Do you want to ignite the passion in your relationship? Or maybe you want to find a partner to experience more passionate sex with? Or maybe you want to break free from sexual oppression so that you actually experience the pleasure you so deeply desire. If you fall into any of these three categories, we have got something juicy in store for you. DM us the word support on Instagram at Pleasure Positive Living, or email us at pleasurepositiveliving@gmail.com. And again, send us the word support and we will have all the juicy resources ready for you.
That's so powerful. Break free from sexual repression. Yes. Message us with support. Hello, Clitorati and pleasure seekers all over the world. Tonight, you should be getting ready to ignite your dating journey because today's episode is a sizzling sexploration of flirting and dating. So we've got a true maestro in the studio. He is the charismatic flirt and dating coach, unleashing the power of BFE. And for those of you who don't know, BFE is big flirt energy. So get ready for an episode brimming with dating tips, revelations, and a contagious dose of BFE, big flirt energy. So without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to the master of flirtation himself, Benjamin Camras.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Hello. It's so wonderful to be here.
I can't even tell you how long we've been wanting to do an episode about flirting. And I was Googling and trying to find flirting coaches. And to be honest, they all looked a little cheesy. I was like, I don't know about this person. But then I came across you and your content was so dynamic. And I loved your ethos and the way that you think about flirting, and I just knew that we had to bring you on and have a conversation with you.
And I'm so glad you reached out. Let's bring the BFE today.
Well, let's start there. Let's start right with BFE, big flirt energy. Can you really discuss for our listeners the concept of BFE and its significance in the dating world of today, because it's changed so much?
Yes. So BFE is really about being yourself. And for the longest time, I had no idea. Like, you hear that so often, right? Like, just about, it's about authenticity and being yourself. Well, what does that mean? How do you even do that? Especially if you're out there trying to flirt, you're going on a date, you've got a first date or something, you're feeling all the nerves, you're in your head, right? You just want to make the great first impression. And then it becomes a little bit, well, you're trying to flirt and date from in your head. You're trying to think your way through it. It can become a little bit performative. You're thinking like, what am I going to say next? You're like kind of judging what you just said. And it's just automatically overanalyzing, overthinking, just trying to do the best you can, but you're trying to think your way through it. So BFE is about not thinking your way through the flirt, but feeling your way through the flirt and just being yourself in the flirt, whoever that is on any given day with whoever you're flirting with, doesn't matter, and coming from a place of authenticity. That's how I think about flirting. It's just about being yourself. And when you start to work through that reframe, you start to feel more empowered. You feel more confident because you start to see flirting as just about making a connection. And that's what I talk about it. It's all about the connection. And then you can add in, right, sort of the body language and the eye contact and sort of all these other things that we think about that make flirting what it is. But when you get right down to it, it's just all about an in-the-moment connection where you just get to be yourself. And that's BFE.
I love that. We have definitely talked about on this podcast the difference between performative sex or really being in the moment, and to bring that to flirting, it seems like an oversight. How did I not consider this before?
It's it doesn't really get talked about. Like, even when I started to do some coaching around, it started as flirting, and then it sort of evolved into dating over time, where it was like, okay, well, why would someone want to learn how to flirt? Or why would that even be important? Well, it's because they're looking to go on dates, or looking to make a match, or they're in a relationship of, like, some kind of situationship. Who knows? All the things. And so it plays out in our lives really in all the different interactions and connections we have. But I'd never, yeah, even as like you were trying to sort of find some information and someone to talk about flirting, there's not a lot out there.
No.
Dating, yes. Relationships, yes. But flirting, it's like, well, how are you supposed to get a date? You got to flirt first. Like, the flirt comes before everything.
Yes, exactly.
And I love what you said about feeling, you feel the flirt. You don't think the flirt. You feel the flirt.
Yes.
And I can connect to, like, ah, that was flirting now. Ah, that was flirting now. Like, that, just that one piece of love. Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there, we have a syndrome as people, right, where we just overthink everything.
Yes.
And, you know, we were really in the business of helping people get what they want. And mm-hmm. a lot of people have been coming to us who really want to, like, find a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then we also have a community of people who are like, want that spark back in their relationship.
Mm.
And they, like, flirting would be great to bring into their long term.
That is always the first thing to go, right? In a long term relationship.
Yes.
The flirting. So I think that she's totally right. We've got those two buckets. So I want to make sure we cover both of those. Let's do things backwards. Let's start with the people in long term relationships.
Okay.
Right. Like, do you have, how do you revive flirting? That has gone out in, like, a long, like, let's say you're married or you've been together with many years. How do you bring back the flirting?
Yeah.
I know for me, I feel like I've lost my flirting mojo a little bit. Like, how do you get your flirting mojo back?
So I kind of want to answer this question working through my flirt framework, where, like, you spell out the word flirt, all the different letters stand for different things. And for this question, I want to focus on the T of the flirt, which is tension.
Okay.
You have all of these different elements that make up a flirt. And one of the key things that makes flirting different from any other style of communication, any other style of connection, is tension. You can also think about this as excitement, momentum, anticipation. It's that feeling when you're in the flirt, you feel alive. You feel excited. You may feel a little nervous. Your heart is racing, but you're like, I'm in it. I'm here. What's going to happen next, right? Like, you're just sort of feeling very alive in the moment. So how can you bring some of that into a long-term relationship? One of the tips I always like to offer is it's around spontaneity. And this story that I love so much, and I got this idea from my mom and my stepdad. They got like this little pack of action figures or figurines, something like that. And they hide them all over the house. And then randomly, like, you'll just find them in the most random places. And there'll be like a note, like, date night, meet me in the kitchen at 8 o'clock or something like that.
Aww.
Or, you know, something along those lines. Or it'll just say, like, just wanted to say I love you today. Right. It can be sort of small, but no act in that sense is too small. So how can you bring the flirt back into a long-term relationship?
Mm.
It's about reviving that excitement, that anticipation, some of that tension a little bit, if you will, through spontaneity and just making intentional time to spend just with the two of you, or more if perhaps you're polyamorous, if it's, you know, an open relationship of sorts.
Yep.
But just when we go just about our lives, right, day to day, and we're so busy, just finding that intentional time where it can just be the two of you or your core relationship, and then bringing some spontaneity into it.
I love that. I love that. So now I want to know what this flirt, take us through the flirt steps.
Yeah.
Take us through all the letters.
So the flirt framework, which I totally made up, because I was like, how can I really break down flirting in a way and just convey all the different aspects of the flirt? So the F stands for framing the conversation, and that is all about flirting in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So what we talked about a little bit earlier about not thinking your way through the flirt and feeling your way through the flirt, I like to say, get out of your head and into your heart. Stop, you know, do your best to not think your way through it and just feel your way through it. And when you're in the present moment with it, you're not going to be jumping into the future trying to think about, okay, what am I going to say next? Or what are they going to say next?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're already sort of jumping ahead. Like, say you're trying to get someone's number or something, or work towards a first date. You're already like, oh, they're going to say no. They're going to reject me, right? It's not going to work out. You've totally played through the whole situation, and essentially talked herself out of it or already determined how the flirt is going to go. So let's like bring it back, just feel your way through it and be here in the moment and look to make that connection. The L, and this is a really difficult one, is lack of expectations. When you go into a flirt, especially if it's in a dating scenario, right? Like you want to get the number, you want to make the best first impression. You like want to get, maybe it's a first date and you want like that first kiss or something, right? Whatever your expectation is, if you have yourself focused on a result or an outcome, well, now automatically you're out of the present moment because you're flirting to engineer a specific result. You're expecting this thing to happen. And if that doesn't happen, then you stand to be let down. You stand to be disappointed, perhaps even feeling rejected in the moment, or perhaps rejecting yourself in a way. So this one is so challenging to go into the flirt with lack of expectations, which is going to allow you to just focus on the connection. Because the flirt is not about...
That's so important, though, because you can feel that energy if someone has expectations behind the flirt. And I can tell you from the guy, like from a girl's perspective, you can tell that guy at the bar who's just maybe trying to get to know you and is being nice versus the guy that's like, I'm going to fuck you. And they're being creepy about it. It's a totally different energy shift. Yeah,
absolutely. And yeah, and it's I get so excited when I talk about this. I just like... But that's, yeah. And so in like, in that example, right, that would not be a flirt because the guy is only interacting with you with a specific expectation in mind. And if that expectation is not met, then it's like on to the next kind of thing. Mm. Like he wasn't even looking to make the connection. And so that would be not flirting, but it kind of can look like flirting. And that's where it gets very kind of confusing. And that's what makes part of my job hard. It's like, well, how do I know if he's flirting, right? How do I know? What are the signs and signals? And it's like, oh, it gets very challenging.
Well, I would say like if it, I would say if you're on the receiving end, it's flirting if it feels good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always say kind of DeLulu is the Salulu. Just assume it's a flirt. Honestly, who received the flirt energy because they're flirting because they like something about you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
have it I definitely don't flirt sometimes with people I don't like.
Yeah, exactly. The eye of the flirt is intention and intuition. And so this double part of the flirt framework, I try and empower people the best I can. Like one of the biggest questions I get is, well, okay, I'm flirting. What do I talk about? Do I like run out of topics or what questions? Like, do I give compliments? What do I do? And when you start to connect more to your intuition and just more so trust yourself that you're going to be okay and you're not going to make a misstep, you're not going to say something wrong, it's going to be okay. And even embracing the awkwardness of it too. Like that's part of my flirt style for sure, is just being silly and goofy. And so if you sort of trip over your words a little bit, it's going to be totally okay. Yeah. And then keeping focus too on your intention to just make that connection. Right. It's just so much of the flirt is about an authentic expression of yourself where you're allowing another person just to see you for who you are. And that's the same energy you're receiving from the other person when you're flirting. It's just all about the connection, which is what the R is all about. And that stands for relating and connecting. So if you find yourself starting to get in your head again, you're overthinking, or now maybe you're going back into the past like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just said that, or, oh, I should have said this kind of thing. Come bring it right back. You can do it and just focus on making that connection. And then the T, all about that tension and excitement, which really drives the flirt forward.
The tension, I love that.
I know. I want tension in my marriage. Let's talk about tension a little more. What are some of your best tips on creating that tension? Like what are some tactics that like really work for that?
With using a lot of your nonverbal flirting skills around body language and eye contact, I love, love, love also playing with tone of voice, where you can sort of speed up the pacing of your delivery, pull it back a little bit. You can get louder. You can get softer, right? There's all of these things you can work in the flirt. And then you couple that with, right, I call it the flirt double take. It's where you're making eye contact. You take it away a little bit. You bring it right back. It creates interest and intrigue. You're playing with your body language. I love working accessories into the flirt. So for me, like, I'm typically wearing a necklace. I might play with that if I have a collar, if I have a button-up shirt, if you have longer hair or a piece of jewelry. So using any of your accessories, which can also be a great way to diffuse nervous energy if you kind of have something to touch or play with a little bit. That's something I always love to offer people. And when you start to work all of those things together and you're focused on making the connection, that is going to take people off guard a little bit because they start to sort of settle into it and be more comfortable just opening up to you. And so that alone creates excitement.
I love
that. When you feel like you can just be yourself.
Yeah. And I love one of the things that you said, I forget where you said this, but that you're like an introvert and extrovert, you maybe go to one party a year. So for all of our introverts out there, right? For the people who it's hard for them. And I mean, here's the other thing. For all the people that are trying to find someone, like, how the heck do you, if you're an introvert and you're on the apps, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and you're not actually going out, maybe, like, how do you flirt on the apps? Or is it even really possible? Or, like, is it, do you, would you say to the introverts, like, get out there in person? Or what's your take on dating apps and flirting?
It's sometimes, I'm definitely an introvert myself. Definitely shy, tons of social anxiety. And not that all of these things are mutually exclusive, like they all go together all the time. But for me, they definitely have. And how I really got to this point in many ways was because I felt like, and I didn't know I was really flirting at the time, but the flirt was what I had, was the way I would connect to people, because it was in the moment and it was a way for me just to express interest, have a conversation, get to know someone a little bit. But being in the moment, it didn't necessarily translate to anything long term. So it wasn't a connection that I necessarily had to keep up or look to maintain, because these weren't people I was flirting with to date, right? It was just going to the grocery store, running errands, you're having those in the moment conversations. And that was a way for me to just exercise connection and feeling connected to people. But to your question about the dating apps, I actually find a lot of introverts are very good at flirting via text, whether it is dating apps or DMs, because they have time to think. They can really plan their response. They have time to interpret what the other person has said. They can go at a pace that is comfortable for them. They can pull back if they need to. And there's no FaceTime, right? They don't have to worry about thinking on the spot in the moment. So I actually really encourage introverts to get off the apps and meet people more in person, because when you're flirting just over text, if that's the only way you flirt, it can kind of act as a safety net of sorts. Because eventually you will have to meet them. You will have to go on dates. So I don't want to push people too hard. If that's really how you like to meet people initially is online, go for it. But I want you to work in a little bit of even micro flirting in your day-to-day basis. So you can feel more confident doing it in person too.
And I love that you talked about, you know, you're not just always flirting with someone to get a date or something. Like we've taken on experiments where you just take on, as you would call it, big flirt energy and kind of flirt with everyone in your life, is what I hear you say. Like, it's a way to connect with people and be in that energy, which is so fun. Actually, I know, Katie, you had a blast when you took on like flirting. You took on flirting for like a whole week or something, right?
Well, I was thinking if you ever give the advice for people who don't necessarily feel spontaneous or connected to even themselves. So the idea of starting to flirt is very, maybe even feels not safe, you know, like I'm always wondering if you would give advice to start flirting with themselves first so that they feel how it can feel good. Do you ever work with people who struggle with that?
Definitely. And this is something I trying to be very mindful of and very careful about, because I don't want anyone to flirt with someone where they now feel like they maybe have put themselves where like this other person is now like really pursuing them, right? And they did not want that kind of energy and attention. They're not feeling safe now, or right, they're now in a position where the other person, like, they kind of have to let them down a little bit in a sense, and they're like, oh, well, no, I didn't mean to do that. So it's, yeah, I have to be very careful, and I've restructured a lot of the way I speak about this and make content. And then to answer your question, Katie, it's, yeah, flirting with yourself is a great place to start, and also flirting with your friends, because the flirt can be platonic just as much as it can be romantic. It can happen in the context of dating and relationships just as it can with your friend group, even like, you know, colleagues, people you're more comfortable with. Like, I flirt at work all the time with the other crew members. And it's not like I'm not making a move. I'm not being sort of the like egregious or overtly sort of making moves on them or anything like that. It's just about that in the moment connection where we're having fun. And then it's like, well, is that flirting? I bring it back to the flirt framework. Does it have all the components of the flirt? Then it's a flirt.
What would be some examples of like platonic flirting?
It, like when I was working at Trader Joe's just before recording this with you all, like we like closed the store, right? Customers have left. We like blast the music and we're stocking shelves and like all doing our things. Yeah. And we just sort of like broke out into a dance line of sorts. We're just like all doing our thing. We're just having so much fun. And then like we're hyping each other up. But it's got the energy of the flirt. It's got that BFE. Like, we're not in our heads thinking about it like, oh my gosh, I don't want to look stupid, or what is everyone else thinking about me? No, you're just in the moment having fun. There's no expectations attached to that. You're not trying to audition for like a dance competition. You're just having an in the moment fun. And there's a little bit of that tension and excitement too, where it's like, okay, what song is going to come on next? What move are they going to do? What's like, you're just enjoying it. And so that's got the BFE, the big flirt energy.
Like you're when you're in flow and you're just really being, I hear like just self-express, when you're just really being yourself is when you're in big flirt energy. Yeah. I love
absolutely.
That. And what would be, you know, for people out there who are like, I'm just a lost cause. I have no, I hear what you're saying. Like, blah, blah, blah. I get the acronym. Like, do you have any practical advice for people who are like, I legitimately have no fucking clue where to start?
I always say everyone has an inner flirt. And so one thing you can do is just start to think about how you like to give and receive attention. Because with flirting, you will be giving someone attention. And I find a lot of people I work with, they're okay doing that. They're okay giving people attention. But then when that comes back on them, now they're uncomfortable. They're like, oh my gosh. Okay, now it's a back and forth, right? They say something back to me, give me some attention back. Now, right now I have to sort of hit the tennis ball over the net again. Now we're going back and forth. So think about to really connect with your inner flirt, how you like to give and receive attention. That's a great place to start. And then working in some micro flirting in just your day-to-day life, where it's like you're running errands, hold the door for someone, right? Give them a compliment, or just like say, make an observation is a great strategy I love. If you just aren't sure what to talk about, make an observation on what you can see. The other person can see it too. Yeah. Where are you? Where are you meeting? And there you go. You're giving and receiving attention. Is that a flirt? Some people will say no. And in that moment, perhaps not, but it's working with a lot of the elements where you're giving and receiving attention. You're having a little bit of a back and forth and making an in the moment connection.
You know what? You just popped a thought into my head, and you know, what I'm thinking is, because I'm reflecting back on my own. I'm a newlywed, so there's still you know, a fair amount of flirting, but I recognize that the receiving, I think, is something that has probably diminished some of the flirting in my own relationship, right? Where you start, like in the beginning when you have like NRE, new relationship energy, you're like really believing everything they say. But then once you've been with someone for longer, if they compliment you, you'd be like, no, I don't look hot, I look fat. Or you start to not receive or discount the flirting. And that, I think, can be very discouraging for people. So it's really practicing the art of receiving it and playing back like, oh, you think I look sexy? Yeah. Thank you. That just clicked into my head when you were saying that. It's like, oh, the receiving and especially is just as important as the giving. And, you know, where in our lives have we cut off receiving, which just discourages the people around us?
Yeah. And that was a great, great example, because then the person giving you that attention, giving you the compliment, they're going to feel discouraged from doing that again.
Mm-hmm. And all of our, I can only speak for myself, but we just had a meeting with some of the people in our new program, and the topic of body confidence was very prevalent.
It's our
self-talk, but also our outward, like how we talk about ourselves. You know, if we're constantly saying I'm fat or I'm this or I'm that, it's going to discourage people from wanting to play with us in the flirting energy. So I think it's important to recognize, are we creating space for flirting to arise in our lives?
I think that's why whether you're good at flirting or comfortable, I should say not good at, but comfortable with flirting or not, flirting with yourself, like just having a connected relationship with thyself is access to really having that space, to creating that space, that receiving energy. So, food for thought. This is a really fun conversation.
Yeah. Amazing. And then I know it's so funny. Madison is having technical issues today, but I feel like you're such a good natural flirt. You're always like, Lindsay Harper, I'm so excited to be in this meeting with you. And I feel like you're a pro at this.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm being humble over here right now.
You're being humble over there?
I'm being humble. I think that this conversation is interesting on multiple fronts. One, I think the distinction between being hit on and being flirted with is major.
Ooh, yeah. Way to put terminology. I fucking hate being hit on.
I don't go places because I hate it so much.
That's a great distinction.
There's so many men that listen to our show. I've been emailing with a lot of them. Get on a call with me, dudes, because I feel like I remember chatting with a gentleman a couple months ago who really wanted to find a mate, older gentleman, I think in his like 60s. And it felt so goal oriented, right? Mm. Like he had such an objective. And in my back of my mind, I was like, come to our program. Cause I just was imagining this person kind of going back into the world and right. Like not wanting to flirt, thinking they are doing the thing and then really not doing the thing, probably hitting on women in a way that's rubbing them the wrong way. And so he's been in this cycle for, I think you said he's been looking for a partner for the last 3 years. So I'm just like, because truly, when the flirt is there and the connection is there, that is the usually the thing that sparks a relationship. And I never really thought about flirting as being the preface to a sustainable relationship. Like I guess it was like an auto-assumed included thing, but the fact that it's not even named, then it's like total oversight. And I think that that's really fascinating. I think a lot of people probably get hit on, then think, oh, it's my time. And then they have the pressure of timelines. And they may have never even experienced what big flirt energy has to offer because of their own expectations of, oh, I have to be with someone by now. I'll take this person who's coming to my life like a bowl in a china shop.
Yeah, please don't hit on me. Please flirt with me.
Right.
Yeah. And there's something else that you said, Benjamin, that really sparked something in me was when you talked about giving and receiving. And I'm just realizing that it's pretty easy, I would say, with your first dating someone, but maybe as it goes on, having that conversation with your partner,
yes.
you know, how do you like to be flirted with? How do you like to receive mm-hmm. and like really have those conversations yeah. so that you know what tickles their pickle, tickles their fancy.
Yeah. So important because the way we flirt and our flirt style will ebb and flow and change. Mm-hmm. And certainly within the context of a relationship and even who you are on any given day, right? Having more energy, lower energy, it's all going to be a give and take. And it's about play and communication is going to help so much with that. Yeah, I just love the flirt. I love the flirt so much. It's like yeah. when you're just getting to know someone and you're just starting to date, especially right now, you're flirting with kind of that romantic interest behind it. It's like, how is someone showing up for you? How are they paying attention to what you're saying? Like, it really helps you pick up on all the nuances of compatibility and alignment and chemistry, right? Mm-hmm. All of these things that are so important for the foundation of a long-term relationship, which I don't necessarily always go into like relationship talk. I do stay more focused on the flirting and dating, yeah. but that is going to help you build the foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. A big word that just came through to me was seduction. And I feel like that could almost be another podcast episode. We got to have you back on the pod. Like, whether it's the flirting versus seduction, or how flirting plays into seduction. Yeah, I'm definitely and I'm curious to know more. I just want more of you in our lives.
Yeah, do you ever get into seduction with your clients?
Yes. Yeah, there's kind of an other side to the flirt coach too. I'm glad you brought the seduction aspect up. Seduction, there's definitely a difference between flirting and seduction. And with flirting, or with seduction rather, you're really playing with the elements, the two P's of power and pleasure. That is the push-pull of seduction. And that is the energy of seduction, which is a little bit different than the BFE, big flirt energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gosh, this is when I start to feel like a pleasure philosopher, when we start to like make these kinds of nuanced distinctions like this. I feel like we should do an entire other podcast episode.
You
want to
come
on.
Back and talk about seduction with us?
I would love it.
Let's do that in time for when you launch your podcast, which teaser, this guy's going to be having a podcast soon in the near future. So maybe that could be our,
that would be a fun episode.
I wish we were doing it right now. I feel like I definitely need help with seduction. It's almost, I feel in sometimes I have hot girl privilege, and whereas I didn't have to try as hard to flirt or to seduce because I always had people hitting on me, which is bad in a long-term relationship, to be honest, to not have developed the real art of seduction, because, you know, your hotness doesn't, you know, 10 years in, it doesn't hold the same weight it did on the first night. You know what I mean? You got to have those other elements.
Yeah. The shit I got away with when I was 20 with my partner versus now on the cusp of 30, I don't get away with that shit no more. It doesn't work. In fact, my husband always tells me, the thing that turns him on the most is kindness. And that really plays into the flirting of just, you know, showing people what you appreciate about them, and those acts of kindness that can be platonic as well. And I loved that so much. I mean, I feel like flirting and big flirt energy just literally is like the new kind of Bible, in a sense of just like, be a good, loving, kind person in the world. Yeah. Don't care about your fucking expectations and outcomes. Yeah. Let it be. It's not about being attached to the result. It's about being in the flow. And I love that so much about the flirt framework. And I feel like us and our listeners, there's just so much wisdom to apply in our lives just from the flirt framework that you laid out and the tips you laid out inside of those. Like, what a wealth of knowledge and what a resource you are. Like, it's so great to now be connected to you.
Wow. Thank you. I'm blushing a little bit. A lot of it.
Well, I mean, did she say, I don't know. Are we flirting? Are we flirting?
Yeah.
I'm playing with my hair also while I was looking.
So I'm playing with my hair just watching both of you.
I'm feeling the excitement, the tension, the connection, all the things.
Also, yeah.
I told you she was good.
I'm
Yeah,
I bought this pearl necklace recently because it really felt so flirty and so like that. It was like the energy I'm calling in for this year in this yes. necklace. And there's, I don't know if you listen to Queen Herbie, but she has this yes. song. I'm wondering, mm-hmm. I love the queen. I want to mm-hmm. podcast with her too. Maybe we could like double team her. I okay. really want to reach out to her. Maybe we could do a group episode with
that
her.
That would be so
anyway,
pod
she
orgy.
Has this line in one of her songs where she's orgy? Like, steadily clenching my pearls, steadily clenching my pearls, doing my mm-hmm. thing for my girls, doing my thing for the girls. And I'm just like, I feel like steadily clenching my pearls is such a visual I can bring to my flirting yeah. game yeah. now of like, because that displacement of anxious energy, it has to go somewhere. And so why not put it into, that was a really powerful tip from this episode that I'm really walking away with of diffusing some of that anxious energy into my physical, like into physical touch. Cause that always brings me back. Even as I'm talking to you guys right now, while we're podcasting, I'm like yeah. clenching these pearls and it's fucking relaxing. I might actually do this in our podcast, like just bring in a little bit more of like flirtation touch while we're talking, because it actually, I can feel as I'm talking right now, this more grounded feeling as I speak, because there's pleasure in the sensation as well. Like these pearls move and like, it, that was brilliant. Like,
yeah. I also love, you know, really what you've left me with, Benjamin, is when you talked about holding the door for a stranger, right? How many people, can you mm-hmm. imagine that maybe flirting is access to peace on earth, right? Like how many people out there like don't get flirted with? And if you're out there yeah. flirting with strangers and making their day feel good, like that's just going to raise your vibration.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That is, I believe firmly, strongly, flirting is going to save the world. It is all about, right? And that's part of why it feels so good. One of the like earliest videos I ever made was like this text on screen, but all about how flirting raises your vibration. That's what I was talking
about. Hey, full circle.
And people.
And now you yeah, said on I mean, your first podcast but, interview.
Yeah, which is so cool. And then as like people started to be like, oh, I think this is like, okay, yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it sounds a little bit out there, and it kind of is a little bit, but it's still so much fun.
Well, you're obviously onto something. You have a massive following on Instagram. Your content is so amazing. Can you tell our listeners the best way to, because, and I know you also offer one-on-one coaching for people who yes. really want to develop the mastery of flirting. How can people get yes. in touch with you? How can they follow you?
At Benjamin Camras on Instagram and TikTok. I would love to see you on either platforms. Of course, it's Flirtstagram and Flirt Talk is what it really is. Yeah, and then Flirt Friday, every Friday on Flirtstagram is my favorite day of the week. Doing Q&A on stories, going live. And that is where I like really have the most fun connecting with you all online.
I want to do a Flirt Friday with you on an Instagram live. That sounds amazing.
What time is it tomorrow? What time is it tomorrow?
I haven't decided yet. It's it kind of whatever I feel like when I wake up. And then, yeah.
I love it. Whenever you fucking feels like it.
Basically.
The live influencer.
Yeah.
Is that just where you people get to hop on live with you and you flirt with them?
Oh, I do. I take questions.
Oh, okay.
Like every now and then I'll bring someone up, like, you know, sort of spotlight them so we can both role play a little bit so we can get some flirting practice. Yeah.
Well, hey, something if like you want to spotlight one of us, we're here for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe you and Madison had a that. Little connection there.
Yeah, we did. You know, pink's my brand color.
Oh, well, there we go. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and just being a yes to this. And I know that you've got some really exciting things with your podcast coming out later this year. We'll have you back on to talk about seduction. Mm-hmm. And you really have just created such a different ethos of flirting and how it really goes beyond. I think a lot of people did probably collapse flirting with hitting on people. And I'm so glad that we dismantled
yes,
that
yes.
and how much of a bigger conversation it is. This conversation definitely made a difference for me. I hope it did for our listeners. Benjamin, is there anything else that you think that our listeners need to know before we hop off?
Yeah, I mean, just thank you so much for allowing me to be here and just sharing what I know and what I've learned with your listeners. This has been so much fun. Cause I know sort of like you sort of went like the juicy sort of right. Like how to like get the guy kind of thing. Like sort of like if you're like flirting and dating with guys, like that can be, and flirting can be that too. You can use all the tools and elements of the flirt to certainly date and right, spice up your relationships and all that good stuff too. But it's like, I find with a lot of people I work with, sort of where are they starting? And they're getting out of relationship that they've been in for a long time, or they're just starting to date for the first time in their 20s, 30s, 40s, right? Or like they just have so much anxiety around dating. They don't know how to put themselves out there. And so it's like, let's break down the flirt about what it really is, just about connection and expressing yourself, allowing someone to see you, you see them. And let's have it be about that. And then we can be like, all right, how do we spice it
right,
up?
Right,
right.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, no, I think this is a really powerful place for people to start. And if they want the practical tips, they can go and follow you. And yeah, thank you so much for being here. And with that, Andrade, we're going to see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
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 All right. Don't leave, Benjamin.